And now to Day to Day's Mike Pesca. He's in Missouri covering the primary there. A few days ago, a Ford automobile assembly plant there announced that it is laying off 1,000 workers. So Mike went to talk to some of them and their neighbors.
After last week's New Hampshire primary, a few Democratic candidates stopped by St. Louis to talk about war, education, and the economy. But by the end of last week, the candidates were knocked off the front page of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch by the headline, Ford will cut 1,000 jobs at Hazelwood. Hazelwood is a working-class community out near the airport in St. Louis County. Production at the plant has been booming as demand for the Ford Explorer was high. Now that sales have cooled, Ford's fortunes have too, and it's the 1,000 workers there who will feel it most acutely. Doug, one Ford worker who was drinking at the bar at Hazelwood Bowl last night, put his politics this way.
All I know is in a hell of a lot worse shape than it was before Bill Clinton left office.
The Ford workers are forced to think about the upcoming election through the very specific prism of jobs. Willie Miles also works at Ford. Like Doug, he believes he has enough seniority to avoid this round of layoffs, but he worries, and he thinks that other workers should also be worried.
Their job may not be directly threatened at this particular time, but they have to take a look at that situation and try to address that now, because if we don't address it now, further down the road, when 2007 comes, we'll be too late. The plant will definitely be gone at that time. So,
a few steps outside the bar, Warren Obrick was bowling with his friends. None work for Ford, but jobs are a big issue to all of them. Obrick is a Teamster who couldn't bring himself to vote for Al Gore in the last election because he thought Gore was hostile to gun owners. But now, Obrick says, concerns about his vocation take precedent over his avocation.
I have voted Republican before, and my joke is I have my guns, but I can't afford to shoot them anymore, so that's the bottom line of it.
Down the block from Hazelwood Bowl is a bar and restaurant called Mattingly's. Last Saturday, over lunch, two technology recruiters talked about the economy. Actually, one technology recruiter and one former tech recruiter named Kathy.
I got laid off on Friday, and so I'm not in a real good frame of mind right now.
Kathy said as of Thursday she was planning to vote in the primary, but now she's more concerned with organizing her life and finding a new job. Her friend Randy Bello says that because he works in human resources, he routinely comes across people with master's degrees who are now washing cars. He says he'll certainly cast a ballot, but without any illusions.
I mean, I'm 50 years old now, and I've heard this for I don't know how many years, over and over and over again, that we're going to protect jobs and we're going to get people in here. I saw this when Ford was going to close down here a couple of 3 months ago. They come out, and everybody gets involved, and all the politicians get in there and say, now it's not going to close. And now, all of a sudden, 2 days ago, we find out, they're laying off the second shift. To me, it seems like it's rhetoric more than anything else. Do I believe them? I'd like to, but I guess I'm a little callous.
An undercurrent in the election is the issue of hope. Individual Democrats emphasize their positive outlook as a selling point. As the man from Hope, Bill Clinton, and the man who promised morning in America, Ronald Reagan, proved, optimism gets you elected. But no one can blame the people of Hazelwood, potential swing voters in a swing state, if they are, as Randy Bello says, a little callous. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.